It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
First show of the season?
Of the year!
Motherfucking
2020. How long have we been doing this? Since 2011?
Yeah. I think you joined me, in the summer?
Yeah. Summer of 2011.
Yeah, and then we brought Pip in end of summer, beginning of fall.
What is it? Where does the time go?
To my ass. All my ass. I'm going to be a flight attendant, don't you know? All right, so normally we get a little taste of these throughout December, but we did not get the full taste of Joe's Santa Hell Gigs throughout December. We got nothing, really. Mm. So now we're going to give you a full-size serving. Quite the bumper. I am now looking at the length of this goddamn bumper. How long do you think this bumper is, Joe? You made it. Take a guess.
Got to be about 30 seconds.
Is that what you think? Yeah. Pip, how long do you think this bumper is?
3 minutes.
All right, you're both wrong.
3 minutes?
Well... Well,
I like this, but matter of fact, I heard this song because it's off of one of the CDs I have from Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and I was just laughing because it was because I play it on Christmas Eve when I'm doing my shows, because I had like 4 shows this year on Christmas Eve, so I play the Christmas music that gets stoked. I bring 2 Trans-Siberian Orchestra ones. I bring Paul Bond's Christmas album.
Well, that's good stuff.
I play Bond's album and stuff like that just to get festive. But yeah, the tune was played. I was kind of laughing because I was thinking of this bumper.
Well, settle in, boys and girls. This is not a 30-second bumper.
No.
This is a minute and 14 seconds.
Oh, okay.
It's Joe's Inagata DeVita of bumpers. So enjoy, kids.
Christmas, where friends and family get together and share the warmth and happiness of the holiday season. A big part of this is Santa Claus, who spreads hope and joy to children throughout the world. But sometimes, it just don't turn out that way. No! Santa has to deal with stupid parents, bratty kids, traffic, lousy parking, tolls, having kids go through my candy cane bucket like they're piranhas, holding a piss in for 7 hours straight, being loaded like a pack mule to lug in presents into their stupid house. And if you think I'm unpleasant for 11 months out of the year and I'm going to change for one more, you're nuts! Welcome to Santa Ho 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 Hell Gig!
Well, Santi, you have the floor.
Yes. Well, this year wasn't that bad.
That's unfortunate.
wasn't that bad. I have my player, because I used to have my CD player that had a cassette in there, and it used
Wait,
to.
Wait, what? You mean it had a CD and a cassette player?
CD and cassette player.
Because if you put
player.
A cassette into a CD player, it's not going to play.
That. Oh, okay.
Again, like Where Southwest, you should have consulted.
But yeah. So sometimes I'd have problems with the CD player. Sometimes I'd have problems with the cassette player. And then what I did last year was I got everything onto an iPod and then into a little portable speaker. And I was having problems with that last year. But finally, I got it, you know, I got it down tight towards the end of last season. This season, it was working perfectly. That being said, with all those shows, there are certain things that do piss me off. Okay.
You?
Yes.
How could that be?
Okay. There is a thing when you have my sheet that I get with the
is white. The one you march in.
Don't forget the tiki torch. But
well, that's more of a summer thing. The Jews will not replace us. No Hanukkah here, bitches.
But
Gavin, that's known as winter white.
Oh. Yes.
But my job sheet will say arrival between 8 and 8:30. Arrival between 11 and 11:30. You would think. Now, when I get there, I get there at 11. I'll get there at I'll park down the street, and I will place a call and say, hi, this is Santa Claus. I'm down the street. When do you want me
to? You actually introduce yourself as Santa Claus.
What am I saying? A fucking plumber? Yeah, it's Santa Claus.
Oh, you could say, hi, this is Joe. I'll be playing Santa
Claus. No, this is Santa Claus.
Look at you, all in character.
Yeah.
Except Santa don't fucking announce himself. He just barges in down a fucking chimney. At least you got some manners.
No, because there's a whole thing parents have to do before Santa Claus comes in. They got to hide. They got to do this.
They got to hide. They got to hide from Santa?
No, they got to bring the toys out. They got to halt, you know. So,
do they, and the parents know this all going in?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have an idea of this. So the thing is, I try to call. You get their answering machine. Or
same,
you get a
same thing with comedy. When you have to do gigs at houses, nobody fucking picks up. It's like, you know what's coming.
That's right. Goddamn. Have the phone on between yes. 11 and 11:30. So my rule is, I call you at 11. I don't hear back. I'm coming in 11:20. Okay?
You're not going to call again. You're just coming in.
If I don't hear back or him, no, I'm just coming in.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Rarely had to do that. But there was, so basically what you do is I meet with this one guy. It happened two jobs. You meet with the parents. All right, we're going to put everything in your bag, Santa, blah, 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 blah. All right, now what we're going to do is I'm going to go in, and then you're going to come in afterwards. I'm going to close the door, and I'm going to go, what's that noise out there? And you could do whatever you do, and come in, and we'll have the pictures ready. Fine.
Do whatever you do. They open the door. Joe's rubbing one out. This is what I do. It's my entrance.
Yeah.
It's white.
I'm dreaming of my sauce flashed on your doorbell.
This is how I guide my sled tonight.
Yeah.
Look away.
Yeah. Dancing through my goo. What about?
I'm dreaming of some white underpants.
Chism.
That'll work too.
Thank you. Reminds me of that. But anyway. So anyway.
Merry Jismas, Joe.
Merry Jismas too.
Oh, Pip will be writing that down.
Yes.
So I go, okay. So he goes, so that's what we'll do, Sandy. You come in, you grab your toys, you get your, and I'll be inside, and you come in. So I pick up my two the bags of the toys the guy gave me, my bag of my other stuff, which my story of the night before Christmas and all that stuff, and I got my player. Now, in my other hand, I have my bell to ring. Because Santa Claus is here.
What are you, Salvation Army Santa?
No, because the booker was bitching at all of us that we weren't ringing our fucking bell when we come in.
What are you, Betsy the Cow?
Yeah, well, no, you know her. I had a hero.
I've known her for a long time, probably longer than you. She's never asked me to ring a bell, Joe.
Because you weren't coming in as Santa, believe me.
Because there was a conversation had.
Yes.
Would you like to play Santa? No.
No.
That was our conversation.
Yeah, no, our conversation is, what does it pay?
Yeah, my conversation is like, no, not enough.
No, no. So I'm at the door, and I'm like, ho, 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 jing, 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 Merry Christmas. And I'm banging on the door. Nobody, there's people looking at me. Who's the Merry Christmas? And I'm
peering through the window.
Oh, oh, oh.
Lock the motherfucker out.
Open the goddamn door. What the hell? I'm not the full of brush man. Open the fucking.
Joe's like a refugee at the border. He can't get in.
And it's like, oh, look, coming in. No shit. I'm
They're inside going, build that wall. Build that wall.
Keep that guy.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ, will somebody open a fucking door?
Jesus, this isn't about him, even though it's his day.
Saying that to myself, but it's like, open it. Then I'm kicking the door.
You're kicking their door.
Yeah, fuck them. Open the door.
Why would they close? Why would they lock the door?
Because they're stupid.
They had the conversation with you.
Yes.
We're going to run around the house, do what we need to do. And then they still decide
this
to
this wasn't a fucking surprise to the kids. It was a surprise to you.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Thinking about this, they've met you. Maybe locking the door is the wise move.
Their time.
Even I leave the door unlocked. I know you're coming. I'm scared, but I'll still let you come in. What a stupid thing to do. You just met with the fucking guy. You're locking the
door.
You
hear me saying ho, ho, ho outside.
So you see people looking through the
window. They're looking through the fucking window.
Oh, assholes.
And like, oh, I'll look at Santa. Somebody want to open the goddamn door?
You just see angry Santa.
Oh,
that's fucking tremendous.
And
now you're not in the mood to be merry.
No, but I yeah. So
fucking great.
Then there was one where is a.
So what happens?
I come in.
How'd you get in?
They finally opened the fucking
door. How long?
Maybe about 2 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
No shit.
Because especially like 30 seconds feels like a long time.
Especially when you're holding two bags worth of stuff. You've got your player going. You're trying to ring your bell.
Do they apologize?
They don't give a shit.
We thought you were coming down the chimney, Santa.
No.
That's fucking terrible. So glad it happened.
Yeah. So you go in and you're trying to make your way through the crowd. And you're sore as hell, you know?
You're upset because you've been held up.
Yeah, you know? So I get in. And there was one where I really wasn't pleased. There was one.
You weren't happy with the performance?
No, but I just it really put me in a sour fucking mood.
You read yourself out of C for Kris Kringle after you went over the set list?
Well,
there was, that's very inside.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
That's like, for you and
what
I.
What in the hell? Funny. A funny side thing, though, like there have been shows that have had that when I did have the cassette player, mm-hmm, and the CD player, and it would skip and do all this, and it would have a problem getting everything coordinated.
Oh, so frustrating.
Yeah, there have been shows where if the booker called, I'd be like, you ain't got a point.
Yeah, that can't happen.
Yeah,
that can't happen. It happens once. Okay, that can't constantly happen.
During the years, it might have happened once or twice. I've gotten out of it. You know, and I've made the best of it. I mean, there was one where the play didn't work completely, so I all did a sing along and stuff like that. You know,
yeah, that's good.
You know, the one thing though, kind of good being a comic is you're used to calling the moment and thinking on your feet. So if something goes wrong like that, you can get yourself out of it.
Oh, kids, it looks like the L's have been replaced by gremlins. Ho, ho, ho.
Right, stuff like that, where maybe a guy doing a Santa who's not a comic or is an actor, they can't
look at the crap the Chinese children made. Oh, it's right wing Santa Claus.
Yes.
Oh, no.
See, kids, you're getting gifts. They're making gifts, and they're shit. Buy American, kids.
That's right, America, kids. American Santa.
I hope you all got guns, unless your family's a bunch of liberal pussies. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. So. So there was
a joke.
Yeah. All right, we get it. So there was one.
Twice?
Yeah. That happens. It does it twice. Okay. The last time it was you. But sending it to me. But anyway, there was one show that I was doing that was at a hall, and it was Police Benevolence Association thing. So the thing I was supposed to do is I was supposed to meet the cop outside and come in with the cop car. Which I thought would be cool.
Never good to break in unannounced with a room full of cops.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I get up to the place and I call and there's nobody there, and I'm ringing and I'm ringing.
Should have called 911.
Yeah.
Technically, I could have. Yeah. What's your emergency? Tell him in the fucking hall. I'm outside. Oh, he's not out there. You know, get him outside. You know, because you actually would have got the right people. But I call. Nobody's answering. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So I wait and I wait. The arrival was, oh Christ, 8 o'clock, 8:30, you know, 8 to 8:30 arrival. So call at 8 o'clock, nothing. I call the alternate number, nothing. I go up by the police car, which is running, but nobody's in the police car. And I'm like, wonderful. So I go back and I look at my phone again. I'm like, all right, so I go in, I go up by the door. And I go, how you doing? I go, I'm Santa Claus for the thing. I go,
fucking great. The cops, I'm Santa Claus. Are you?
Yeah. But and I talk to the two guys. I go, is so and so here? Well, I don't know. Well, could you find her? Well, gee whiz, I don't. They finally find a woman, and she goes, okay, Santa, we'll bring you in. And I'm like, okay. So I go in, and I'm reading my story, you know, I'm reading The Night Before Christmas, and it's a big area. And she comes up to me, she goes, Santa, could you turn that down a little bit? And I'm like, I put the book down, because I've had it with these fucking people.
You turn it down. It's your fucking game.
Turn it down. I want to play Steel Panther. When we're singing Gang Bang at the old folks' home as a sing-along, you'll fucking shut your face, you know?
Did you have that on the cassette?
No. That's why
side B.
That's why I only use. I have an iPod specifically for Christmas music.
I hope one of these days we get the hell gig where you brought the wrong iPad.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for that one.
Yeah. So that was one that just made me livid. There was another one where it's this. I do it for this tile company every year. Very nice people. Lovely people. The people at this hall are complete assholes. Especially the old biddy that works at the front desk. Okay?
Yeah.
Every year she's useless. I every year I walk in and I go, "Hi, I'm Santa Claus." "Oh, hi, Santa." I go, "I'm here for, could you grab the person that is for so-and-so company?" It's a, "Well, I don't, it's in there." I go, "I know it's in there." "Well, you could go upstairs." "I'm dressed as Santa." I go, "I just can't, it's not like I'm in street clothes where I can mingle. Could somebody help me here?" "Well, I don't know." So I walk upstairs and I'm trying to find maybe anybody. And I'm like, "You know what? I better go downstairs." So I ask again. One of her dimwit friend goes, "Can we take a picture, Santa?" "No, there's no pictures."
"Oh,
no."
"Is that what you said?"
"Yeah." I said, "There's no pictures."
"No pictures." If they would have helped you, would you have taken a picture?
Yeah, but okay. They're not. They never have. Same people every fucking year. And I'm like, why did I?
So
why
like, but at this point, why don't you have somebody tell them to come down? Like when you arrange your thing.
This dimwit at the first desk will not do it.
No, but I'm saying when you talk to the customer, if it's a repeat customer.
You can't get them. You can't. Another case where they're not answering.
Yeah, but why doesn't the booker say, "Hey, he's going to be here. Have somebody on standby because the front desk."
She talks about it all the time. They don't do it.
Okay.
I you know, it's funny because we'll have a minute to chat, you know, her and I, and I'll talk about it.
She hates the customers.
Yeah, she does though. Yeah, but you know, she
every time I get her on the phone, she's telling me how these customers are driving her crazy.
She goes, "Yeah, they don't." You know, so there was a guy at this concierge desk behind that helped me and got me the woman, and it all worked out. But you know, it's just amazing on the stupidity, because this one show, I love doing it for this company. They're very nice people, always a good time. The lady is very nice. The DJ, usually when I do these shows, the DJ doesn't get it. The DJ got it. He knows me, knows my music, had everything cued. It was fun. But it just is amazing that one moron at the front desk just screws the whole thing up.
So is that the season?
That's the season, my friend.
All right, Joe. Jingle thank bells. You very much. Thank you very much for sharing your trials and tribulations with us. All right.
I love that you were locked out.
Yeah, so does everybody who knows him. The only one who isn't is Anthony at the compound, but that's because by the time Joe shows up, Anthony's already drunk, so it doesn't matter. Works out well that way.
Come in, watch Mannix. Fun.
Okay. All right. As we like to do every year, the Lake Superior State Band words. First, we'll go through the words and decide whether we like those words or don't like them. And then we will give our own little artistic take on them. So I will go through the words, kids. The first word is quid pro quo. No quid pro quo. This received the most nominations this year, with a noticeable spike in November. The popularity of this phrase has the committee wondering what it should offer in exchange for next year's nomination. I don't want to get rid of quid pro. It's a fucking technical term. It's a legal term. It's a Latin term.
It was just overused this year.
Yeah, but there's no reason to get rid of the word. It's not the word's fault that everybody discovered it. Yeah. It's been there for a while.
Yeah. You know, it basically, a word like that has been, it's just been this year part of pop culture.
Yeah.
So that's, and I don't think it should be banned anyway, because it's not like some new word. Sorry.
And this is why you get locked out.
Yeah.
Now they're calling to say he can come in.
Now what it is, and I should have turned off on it, I have both Fragile Sky and the Funky Monks, which used to be Rotgut, are doing. Fragile Sky's going over some plans for later in the year, and the Funky Monks, which is the band's called now, has a gig they're doing this week, and I actually have a gig. I can't make it, but they're going back and forth.
You know what's worse than the phone ringing? That fucking explanation. Pip, how do you feel about Pip? How do you feel about quid pro quo?
I think it's ridiculous to say let's get rid of it just because it's overused this year. It's a legal term, so. It's Latin. It's not going anywhere.
All right, so we all agree. Well, Latin fucking went away, so it could.
Well, that's true. Yes. That's true.
All right. Artisanal. One nominator described this word as obfuscation. Oh, motherfuckers.
You should have had that word.
Obfuscation. Obfuscation, describing an actual person doing something personal for another unknown person. The committee agrees this word should be banned for well water, but not for sandwich. I got to tell you. I'm so sick of this fake artisanal shit, like Subway sandwich. Oh, it's artisanal. No, it's not. You're fucking Subway.
Well, it's like when they say, it's handcrafted. Well, of course. Will you make it with your fucking feet?
No, machine.
Well, yeah.
That's
still, you know, but still, when you talk about food, it's handcrafted. Of course, that's how you make food with your hands.
No, I'm tired of this artisanal stuff because it totally takes away from real fucking artisans. Mm. It's got to go.
Yeah, it's just overstating it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's been overused.
All right, next one. We all agree. Oh, look at that.
Yay.
Curated. Like artisanal, this seems to be another attempt at making something more than it is, especially when used in reference to social media or banished words, list words. As Barr from Ann Arbor says, save it for the museum. Curated. You know, I didn't really hear it enough to get that annoyed by it.
Yeah, I didn't even know until it was on this list.
I mean, I knew the words. I've heard the word. I know what it means. But it didn't reach the level of, like, it's got to go. Pip?
No, it doesn't really bother me, but I think that it's a silly word. Like they were saying, it obfuscates, oh, yeah, easy for me to say, what the actual meaning is. It's silly.
Well,
it's
every
like
year.
Silly, making it very highfalutin.
Every year, we curate a list of the biggest fools for the April Fool's Day show. So we are curators.
Yes, we do.
And I like to think I put together an artisanal list, if you will. Influencer. According to Urban Dictionary, a word Instagram users use to describe themselves to make them feel famous and more important when no one really knows who they are. Now, here's the thing. I think being an influencer is complete bullshit, but it's a real thing because people follow sheep. You know, if you see somebody who you respect or like or admire or want to be like pitching something, then you might get it. That's why we have spokespeople. So even though I hate the fact that nobodies are influencers, I think it's a necessary term.
I think it's good.
I think that it's a necessary term. It's just, like, again, grossly overused.
Literally. Surprisingly, this word hasn't already been banished, but here it is, one of the few words in English that has begun to serve as its own antonym. Many of the nominators cite this word used for figurative expressions or emphasis, which is literally annoying. I'll tell you what, I mean, the word is important, but people have been using it wrong for years. I understand why it's on the list. It should have been flagged earlier. It's a shonda that it hasn't been.
Yeah, that the way it's being used in that context, I don't like. Yeah, that's I don't think that it should be used in that context much longer.
I mean,
kind of like one.
Well, go on.
Sorry.
Well, you should.
It's kind of like one of those words, like "irregardless," that has been used wrong for a long time, and it gets under my, you know, in my craw. But what are you going to do? You can't make people start speaking clearly.
Right. I mean, it's easy ways why say why this phrase was dominated. Right. I mean, you know, it's just I understand why it's on the list because it's unnecessary, but it's kind of like the same thing, like. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you don't need those words.
Well, because it sounds like it's ending a sentence or something like that. You know, I mean, you know.
No, there's supposed to be more to it. I think it's like for emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it has to go.
No, it's useful, like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's a garbage expression, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been around long enough where it's, I don't think it's been overused.
And I feel like in the 80s it was.
Yeah.
But like Valley speak?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Living my best life. The committee very much enjoys exercising its authority and banishing words annually, literally the capstone of our year. But as Eric says, apart from reincarnation, are there options for multiple lives? I will tell you this. I picked that up from the situation on Jersey Shore because that's the level of white trash I am. And I enjoy posting and hashtagging living my best life. I understand why it's completely ridiculous, but I also understand some of these. They go, hey, I'm enjoying myself. I'm doing the best I can with what I got. You know, I like living my best life. Shame on you, Lake Superior State.
Yeah, I think they're taking that too literal. That's like, relax.
All right, Pip?
Yeah, that whole conversation about, oh, unless you were reincarnated, oh, that is way too literal. Well, I think that it's a useful expression. People understand what it means. It's not overused.
Oh, we're all in agreement thus far. Mouthfeel. This I'd never heard of before, and I watch a lot of these foodie shows. A word used by foodies to describe the texture of food or drink in the mouth, which the committee feels should be banished entirely from food reality TV shows. As our nominator asks, what else exactly would you like to touch your food? Would you like to touch your food or beverage? This one just doesn't feel right. Yeah, mouthfeel, pretentious. It's got to go.
I think it stays, and if it's basically being used in the context of food shows, you know,
as opposed to it feels like this in my mouth. You like the phrase mouthfeel.
Yeah, mouthfeel. If in the context of a culinary show, yeah, because it's a word that you know. You know, like I'm having this souffle. The mouthfeel is you know good. You know.
Yeah, I get if like something was slimy, it wouldn't have a good mouthfeel.
Yeah.
All right, Pip, break the tie.
I think that mouthfeel sounds kind of gross.
Okay.
I think I have used the word myself because it is useful as far as food, and people do understand what it means. But I think that the word texture would suffice.
So as expected, Joe is wrong. Okay. First time tonight.
Well, it's a matter of opinion.
And yours is wrong. Moving on. Chirp.
This one. You're lucky I'm docile.
Define docile. This one is a new insult for the non-millennials on the committee. Before we get chirped for being out of touch, as our nominator suggests, why don't we leave it to the birds? I'd never even heard of this chirp before, so I don't even have an opinion on this.
Yeah, I don't.
That's how unhep we are.
Yes.
We're not cool cats. Well,
no, we're not.
Never heard of it.
All right, so we all
kids.
We all refrain from giving an opinion. Jelly, an abbreviation of jealous. The committee agrees with the nominator of this word, who suggested that's better left for toast. Now, oddly enough, there was on one of my posts from Atlantis, my sister-in-law said, put jelly, and my wife didn't know what that mean. And me being the cool guy that I am, I go, it means jealous. So I was down with the jelly. Now, here's the thing about jelly. We kind of like to make everything cute by adding Y or IE. So if you're not a Joe, and you're not refined enough to be a Joseph, you're cute like a Joey. A Joe is a working Joseph. A Joseph is a refined Joseph. A Joey is cute and always boyish. Yeah, the E's to it.
There's only two people that I ever allowed to. I hate being called Joey. There's only two people. Well, actually, three. My ex-wife.
So yeah, that's
we call me.
She called you sweet the other day on Facebook.
Yeah, I sort of.
I thought you unfriended her.
She didn't. It was on there, but she didn't post it to me.
Oh, you saw it on somebody else's timeline?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't comment on that.
Yeah. But, so Joe, it was my ex-wife, my old boss at Pipeline Fence, and my nephew Todd. Only three people.
Well, I mean,
me
Joe should definitely be banned. But how do you feel about jelly?
I think it should be Bandy.
Too cutesy for you?
It stinks.
Really?
Yes.
What do you
jelly
think?
Jelly.
I could see how it's got a little bit too of a sweet effect.
Yeah.
What do you think, Pip?
A little too cutesy. I'm done with it. People have been using it for years.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
Bye, Jelly. Totes. Another appreciation this time, totally. Totes overused. Yeah. I don't. You know what? I don't mind totes. Sometimes I'm in a hurry, and totes will do. I don't use it that often, but...
Nah, it's got to go.
What do you think, Pip?
Not as cutesy as jelly.
So it could, so it could stay?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, Joe's wrong again. I like how this is shaping up.
I can't get pissed off of this.
Sure you can. Stupid. I've seen your work. I know your resume.
Stupid.
Get it done. We got two more to go. If you're wrong two more times, you might get pissed.
Over this, no.
Vibe, the vibe check.
We're voting him off the island. We're just talking about these words.
I know, but, you know, if we can vote him off and talk about the words, it's a better segment. A new use of the 60s term, good vibes. This one doesn't vibe with us anymore unless the speaker's actually vibrant. I like vibe. I've actually started to use vibe because I feel like it's like when you're connecting with somebody, when there's that spark or just there's a chemistry. I like vibe.
Yeah, vibe is cool. Vibe has got that vibe to it.
I really like the word vibe.
Yeah, all right. So they're completely
That's wrong. Also in your drawer.
And in her drawers.
That sinister laugh.
Yeah, well, there was tickling. Okay, boomer. This phrase caught on late this year on the internet as a response from millennials to the older generation. Boomers may remember, however, that generational tension is always present. In fact, it was the boomers who gave us the declaration, don't trust anyone over 30. I actually had somebody okay boomer me. I'm like, I'm not even a boomer.
That's a trigger word to me.
I understand. Yeah, because you know what it means? You're not. I don't know if you're a boomer either, but
I am.
Are you?
It goes to 60. I was born in 62. It goes from 45 to 64.
All right. So, you know, it's very dismissive. But then again, you know, people will throw out the word millennial and use, oh, he's a millennial. So it's just a way for generations to dismiss each other. Even though I personally don't like the phrase. I mean, if we're going to lay the smack down on everybody, I guess they totes need their term too.
Well, yeah, that in that way, you're right. I mean, because the millennials, they get a lot of flack. So when you go, okay, boomer, it's like my reaction is fuck you. But
yeah, mine too. It pissed me off.
But still,
20-year-old shit. Like, fuck you, dude.
Right. But it's like, well, fuck you, man. You bust on, you know. So,
but it
yeah,
serves
all right,
a purpose.
It is what it is. All right.
It works perfectly.
It works
well.
Perfectly, yes. So,
to piss off older people.
As a credit to them, we keep the damn
word.
Yeah,
even though they're using it wrong when you're calling somebody like me a boomer. I'm not a boomer. Pip, what say you?
Well, I am the last year of Boomer, and I find it incredibly dismissive, and I don't like it.
You're not supposed to.
No, I know.
Well,
it's supposed to hurt me, and it
you
does.
Don't, but, so it's a good word.
But do you feel that it yeah. should stay or not stay, even regardless how you it pisses you off? It pisses me off, but it should stay or not stay.
Oh, I think that they need that word, so it should stay, but I don't like it.
I think on the whole list, out of all the words that do exactly what they're supposed to do or phrases, okay, Boomer's the best at it.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah.
yeah.
It sets my ass up. I, you know what? You surprised me because I would figure, really, I thought you'd say that you need to relax. But no, you're right on the fucking bandwagon.
No, like some 20-something-year-old dudes. I'm like, dude, I'm not even a boomer.
Oh, that's hysterical.
It's like, are you fucking shitting me, you 20-year-old shit who doesn't know what the fuck you're talking
that's
about?
That's hysterical.
So, all right. So we all hate it, but we all admit
it. It got to stay. It has to stay. It does its job.
Yeah, it's got to stay.
All right. So every year we like to come up with a song, a poem, a story, where we give these words their send-off. So, Pip, what do you have for us?
Welcome to Quid Pro Quo, the newest downtown restaurant, where all the influencers go. The whole bistro is run on a barter system, this for that. For example, Ferragamo boots for artisanal kale-encrusted octopus filet. Collectible figurines for our curated assortment of mac and cheese dishes with such incredible mouthfeel, you will just know you are living your best life. I mean, you will literally make all of your Insta friends totes jelly when you post about your visit here. If older folks don't get the vibe, no need to chirp, okay, boomer. There's a Cracker Barrel right down the street.
Okay, thank you. Joe? Was that it?
That's it.
Oh, that's what I thought it was, because there was that pause. I didn't know. Keep a score.
Right.
It felt finished.
Well, because she's on a phone. Now.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. I love the phrase, okay, boomer. Those darn millennials chirp us. I mean, they're so much younger, but literally being holier than now with the world today. They think boomers should be curated when they make comments like an influencer. I personally think they are jelly that we send out a vibe that if you asked us how we're doing, we would say, living my best life. Take food, for example. Most of them are vegetarians, and they claim if a vegetarian meal is prepared in an artisanal fashion, it would taste good or better than a meal made out of meat. I disagree. There is nothing like the mouthfeel of a good steak. It's totes. You could see the generation gap, but I don't think there'll be a quid pro quo on some of our differences.
Okay. So this is what I did on my winter break. What, I had an assignment over the break, as the shitty teachers will do. So here we go. I spent another Christmas in Atlantis working in Paradise Island. It is literally paradise. Mm-hmm. I must admit, I totes curated a bunch of pictures of me living my best life. Why did I do that? To see if I could be an influencer? It could be an influencer. Newsflash, even with great pictures, I still can't be one. So you could get a vibe. So you could get a vibe what it's like in the Bahamas during Christmas? Well, yeah, a little. But mostly I did it to make you jelly. It was very relaxing. I shut off the news, and I did not hear the phrase quid pro quo until I started doing show prep. As always, when I am in the Bahamas, I get locally caught fresh fish. I don't eat it for the mouthfeel. I eat it because it's delicious. I mean, how lame would it be if I came on the show and talked about mouthfeel? The only way I'll talk about mouthfeel on this show will be if I'm talking about a blowjob. And to be fair, if I got an artisanal blowjob, I would name names and give credit where credit's due and go into extreme detail about mouthfeel. However, it was not all bliss. Joe wouldn't be Joe if he didn't try to chirp me on Facebook, but I just remember how he's stuck in traffic on Long Island and I'm sitting on the beach. I feel that says way more than okay boomer ever would.
You should have put jelly in over there.
You should have put jelly.
You're really right there. I'd be jelly.
Well, of course you're jelly.
Oh, yeah.
But that's why I know that, but I used it earlier.
All right. I would have put it there, but that's nice.
And well, we were in workshop. I apologize.
We both said quid pro quo wrong. We said quid pro quo.
I said it wrong, too?
You said it wrong. And I'm
I was talking about the bird. It's a quid pro quo.
Shut up. But when I said quid pro quo, I'm like, all right, I got to go hold into the office. And then I heard you said it. I go, no, it's not that easy.
No, you mispronounced other words this show. I've let you go.
Yeah.
I know your mouthfeel isn't quite right for words yet. Funny. For a show of the season. All right. There we go.
There we go.
All right. New laws.
You know how you know anything about his mouthfeel.
Well, cock. Anyway. And
as I drink stupid.
You drank stupid?
No, I said all I... No.
Oh, poor Joe. Right where we all need to be. All right. new laws for 2020. Minimum wages are going up. So that's good news for workers. You guys like that? Minimum wages going up?
Yes.
I think it's going to be a problem. I think a lot of people are going to get laid off because a lot of businesses can't afford to keep people at that rate. They'll have to cut their hours back.
Or they could cut what the fucking executives are making. That's really what's going
on. Yeah, but here's the deal. You got a guy that works a fry machine and sweeps, and then you have an executive that's responsible for thousands of people that have got an MBA that worked his way up through the ranks. You know, maybe he deserves to make more than the guy that sweeps
Absolutely.
Up fries.
He doesn't need to make 100 times more. Well, you know, when you and I don't want to have this huge discussion about, but when you talk about Make America Great Again, the imaginary 1950s that everybody likes to harken back to, there wasn't that big wage gap between the boss and the worker. That was the time when America was growing. There wasn't this wage gap. So you can raise the minimum wage if you cut some of the executives' pay. Which I don't have a problem with. These fucking guys have been robbing us blind for years. They deserve to make more than the guy sweeping up. Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. But does it need to be millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars more? I don't think so. All right.
Yeah.
If it's responsible for them, the company, staying in business, yeah.
Nah. You know who's responsible for the company staying in business? The workers. The guy who makes it all the way to the top, unless he's still coming up with genius ideas, and most of them are not. Like the one guy who you could say, well, all right, maybe was that guy. What was the guy? Steve Jobs. Because Steve Jobs is like literally like reinventing shit and all go, all right, well, that guy deserves all the money. He's not only the boss, he's the fucking brains behind the whole thing. Most of the time, it's just some fucking corporate guy who kept on getting pushed up. All right, so the minimum wage is set up in 72 jurisdictions in 2020, according to the advocacy group, National Employment Law Projection. Most of those changes are set to begin on the first day of 2020, though New York's pay raise is set to begin December 31st. 21 states and 26 cities, mostly in California, will raise the minimum wage on New Year's Day. In 17 of those jurisdictions, the new rate will reach or exceed $15 an hour. Four more states and 23 more cities and counties will join later in the year, with 15 of them raising to $15 an hour or more. Illinois and St. Paul, Minnesota will raise their minimum wage twice in 2020. These increases will put much-needed money into the hands of the lowest-paid workers, many of them who struggle with high and ever-increasing costs of living. Researcher and policy analyst Janet Lanthrope wrote, but let's not forget that the federal minimum wage has remained unchanged since 2009, which is $7.25 an hour. That's really low. So, but anyway. Get more control every day. All right, there's a reason your inbox has been. So we're going to get more control over our data this year. So we're getting less spam with privacy policies. Has been getting spam with privacy policies lately. The California.
Thank you, Jesus.
What? The California Consumer Privacy Act, the nation's toughest privacy law, is set to take effect starting Wednesday. The landmark law allows California residents to demand that companies disclose what data they have collected on them. If the user wants that data deleted, companies will have to comply. The law applies to for-profit companies that generate more than $25 million in annual gross revenue, generate more than 50% of their annual revenue from selling customers' personal data, or have personal data for more than 50,000 people. CCPA could set a precedent for the rest of the United States. The law has already prompted other states to consider their own privacy measures. And while non-California residents can't request their data deleted, they can root through the new terms of services when data companies are collecting them. I like that.
It's not a bad idea, no.
I like that. Good California, good job. More people can sue over sexual abuse. Watch yourself, Pip. As the Me Too movement inspired more... Are you there still?
What? Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. She trails off. As the Me Too movement inspired more people to come forward with their experiences of sexual abuse, some states are relaxing their deadlines to bring lawsuits for previous offenses. California will suspend the statute of limitations for 3 years beginning January 1st, giving victims of all ages the chance to pursue prosecution. The state is also expecting the statute of limitations for childhood victims of sexual abuse. Under the new law, victims will have until 40 or 5 years from the time the abuse was discovered to file lawsuits. Illinois will remove the statute of limitations on criminal sexual assault, aggravated criminal sexual assault, and aggravated criminal sexual abuse, regardless of the age of the victim. The state eliminated time limits on prosecuting sex crimes against minors in 2017, but adult victims still face a ticking clock. Previously, prosecutors had 10 years to bring charges, but the offense must have been reported to law enforcement within 3 years. Like it. I like it. Because you know what? Sometimes it's hard for people to deal with sexual abuse. And, you know, for lack of a better word, they get triggered and come to terms with it. So I like it. And you still got to prove the case. You know, it's not like, oh, I remember you did this. And then there's like, you can't prove it. So you still got to prove it. Like it. Joe, you look troubled.
I'm just reading the last thing. State limited the time limits on prosecuting sex crimes of minors in 2017. But adult victims can face the ticking clock. Previously, prosecutors had 10 years to bring charges, but the offense first of must have been reported to law enforcement.
So you have 3 years to report it to law enforcement.
I think, and the reason I was looking down like that is I think it should be, they should make it longer than 3 years.
Okay, yeah, I go with that.
You know, I would say, because it's the tenure, but I think if somebody's going through that, they're still fighting issues that they want to maybe repress it or whatever, and eventually it gets to the point where they might want to, the make the decision to go forward and make the charge, and I don't think 3 years is a long enough time.
Well, maybe other states will make it more. We'll see how that goes. States tighten and loosen gun laws after another year of mass shootings and heated debates over gun control. States are taking action. Colorado is among the states enacting gun restrictions. Its red flag law takes effect January. The law allows family, household members, and law enforcement to petition for a court order to temporarily take guns away from an individual deemed to be in danger of hurting themselves or others. There's already been a lot of opposition to the law, though. There's no telling what will happen come Wednesday. A number of state counties have declared themselves as Second Amendment sanctuaries, while some sheriffs have previously said they'd rather go to jail than enforce the law. Wow. Your job is to enforce the law, unless it's an illegal law. I like the red flag law, because, how often does a family member know and not say anything?
You know, I'm very torn on it. I think it's, in principle, it's a good idea, but there might be some situations where somebody, is taking their gun, that somebody has something, somebody against somebody, and
you still got to go to court to prove that. I mean, you can't just say, I declare Joe unfit, and they take it away. You still have to prove that Joe's unfit. You still go before court. I like it. I think it'll cut down on suicides and domestic abuse, because very often you kill people you know, or yourself.
Yeah.
So I like it.
I think it's a better safeguard than just saying, well, I'm sorry that they're depressed or homicidal, but they have a right to have their guns. Maybe not if they're going to be, like the 5150 hold, they're going to be, unsafe to themselves or others.
Well, how does this actually work? You know what? I had to take the hit on that because I want to discuss this. To petition for a court order, is it a hearing or is it a court order where a family member, a concerned member, and a prosecutor deems that you can't have a weapon?
I would assume they would have to come up with some type of evidence for the court to enact that order.
And would it be a hearing where you're there if it's against me?
That's
a gray area.
Right, but if a woman comes in all fucking bruised and shit and says, I'm scared to death of this guy, you want something to happen.
Maybe she bruised herself up.
I'm assuming you could appeal that.
But like I said, I preface this. I don't think it's a bad idea in theory. In practice, I wonder how it's going to pan out.
Well, I mean, I think you would obviously have a chance to say, no, this is erroneous. Hmm. But you know what? If it keeps one person alive and somebody loses their gun for a couple days, it's fine.
Yeah. We got to see how it pans out.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
On its face, it seems like it's worth it.
On its face, yeah. Just, the nuts and bolts of it's got to be worked out.
Tennessee is moving in the other direction, making it easier for residents to receive a concealed carry handgun permit. All right. Weed is legal in Illinois. Okay.
Far out.
Okay. I mean, I don't care. I don't care one way or the other about the weed thing. I don't. I've never smoked. It doesn't affect me. You guys have smoked.
Sure.
You guys care one way or the other?
No.
You care, Pip?
No.
Never.
Really?
Anyone 21 or older?
I just think that it's a shame that people who need to get medical marijuana are given such a hard time about it. And I think that there is a use for, hemp marijuana product for certain illnesses, and big pharma doesn't want people to be able to take advantage of that. So I think that it's bad for people who want medical marijuana. And even, if people want to use it recreationally, I don't give a damn. As long as they're not driving, who cares?
Yeah, but if it's legal, you can use it and drive. Because I haven't seen any can't smoke and drive laws.
Right.
They're working on that.
But they're not there yet, are they?
They soon will be in some states where it's been legalized.
No. You're still not allowed to drive impaired by anything.
Yeah, but they say pot doesn't impair your driving.
really, when the pyramids are in the way, you got to swerve around
that's
them.
That's not pot. Pot doesn't make you see pyramids. It's not fucking acid.
It's smoking
stupid.
The shit I'm in. But
maybe
still,
it's not pot.
No, but you know, the R where it has been legal, the R looking into laws driving while stoned.
This one is very controversial. Well, the no more cash bail. New York State becomes the latest to end the money bail system, which critics call wealth-based incarceration. Wednesday, the state eliminates money bail for nearly all misdemeanor nonviolent felony cases. The new law could free thousands of incarcerated people from pretrial detention, according to preliminary analysis. But there are exceptions, including cases involving sex crimes, domestic violence, witness intimidation, or tampering and terrorism-related charges, among others. Now, a lot of law enforcement is saying, "No, this is terrible. What are you doing?" Because there's some bad ones in there. But then somebody pointed out, "Well, wait a minute. These people could still get free anyway, because the court doesn't have to grant you bail. The court could say, no, you're not getting it." So the only difference is now that people with more money could get out, but they could have still gotten out anyway.
In New York, though, they're seeing that there might be a problem with it. They might have to go back to the drawing board and make some adjustments on the law.
Right. Now, yeah, I mean, there might be some law. There might be some crimes that you want to give a second look at as part of the. But, you know, I understand what they're doing. It's trying to level the playing field where only wealthy people could get out. So.
Right. It's also if they have to go at it with a sharper pencil, because you don't want people who, for example, are just like, you know, doing violent act, but it doesn't fall under sex crime or domestic violence. And you don't want those people to be back out on the street while they're awaiting their time in court, you know?
Well, I think that what they're trying to do in New York is to pretty much put it back into the judge's hands if there's going to be cash bail or not, case by case, which I think they should do. I mean, if you get busted for weed or something like that, yeah, you shouldn't really sit in jail to wait. If you are in a case of that woman that was harassing the Jewish people where she got let out and she did it again, and I think there was another couple of cases, I think it should be, put it back into the judge's hands whether there will be cash bail or not cash bail. That's just something that Cuomo is actually looking into and de Blasio is actually looking into as of now since the law went into effect.
Plastic bags are out. It's always a good idea to bring reusable bags with you to the grocery store, but starting in 2020, forgetting them at home could cost you. And Oregon is the latest state to ban single-use plastic bags at grocery stores. It requires shoppers to bring their own bags or pay a small fee for paper ones. City of Albuquerque, New Mexico is also gearing up for a similar eco-friendly initiative. Single-use plastic bags, including compostable bags and plastic ones less than 2.25 millimeters thick, will be banned, according to CNN. The city plans to encourage residents to go green by passing out 2,000 reusable bags at grocery stores and city facilities. Well, you know what? In the Bahamas, while I was there on January 1st, they made it if you wanted to. So I was there before January 1st and after. Before, when I went to the supermarket, no charge for plastic bags. That's what they gave you. Afterwards, a charge of 25 cents plus the 12% value added tax. And I didn't hear much grumbling from people.
That's just another way to get your money. They have that.
But you know what? It's a deterrent. That's why they kept on raising the prices of cigarettes.
Deterrent? My ass. I got a way to figure that out. You go to the supermarket, you go to the self-checkout, and then you check out all your stuff. And then when it says how many bags, you press zero. And then after you get done,
watching.
They don't give a shit. They don't. And the self checkout area, that person that sits there doesn't even come over when you need them. They're not going to come over when you don't. I press zero and I take all the bags
I
want.
You know what? I get that it's inconvenient, but you know what? Reusable bags are so fucking prevalent now. You know what? Do it.
Yeah.
Cut down on it. It's not a big deal. Yeah. We've all got Now I don't like now where I'm seeing some places like. If you go to a restaurant, you got to bring your own, like, doggy bag or container. Then that's a little much there. I'm not going to the fucking restaurant preparing not to eat my meal. You know, give me a fucking
That's thing. Funny.
What?
I'm not going to not preparing not to eat my meal. That's a good line.
Yeah. Thank you. But, yeah, I don't mind the plastic bag thing. I've been on the other end of it. Oh, the son of a bitch. But you know what? If you know about it, it's not a big deal. My wife uses reusable bags. She's been using them for years. I haven't yet, but I'm sure I will. So I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
No more texting while driving. We couldn't fucking do that anyway. So I guess they're just making more of those. Law enforcement in Florida will begin me to write tickets for drivers caught texting. Yeah, that's fucking $30. That's fucking nothing here. They'll fucking nail you and give you points in New York.
$30 give you. Yeah, holy cow. Yeah.
Massachusetts enacting similar law. Let's see. Yeah, okay. Law enforcement split issue warning. Yeah, yeah, no, we're already fucking doing that. Cyclists can breeze through stop signs. You can, but you might not want to. Cyclists have long had to abide by the same traffic laws as their motorized companions, much to their annoyance. In Oregon, that's going to change. Go on. So they don't have to come to a complete stop. So they can kind of like coast through if they look both ways. You know what? I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. Where as long as if they get hit, it's on them. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, if you go through, you run a sign and you get beaned, that's your problem.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. If they're taking ownership of that because they're supposed to look both ways and somebody nails them, all right, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
I've been in a car.
I'm not good with that.
What? Why?
Because if I'm going to be hitting cyclists, I mean, I don't want
to. You don't have to.
I don't want
to. What, do you set your day to do that? Yeah. Set it on the to-do list? Fix hair, like get dressed, hit cyclists?
Like she's doing the Lord's work. If I'm going to be hitting cyclists, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Oh, no, I absolutely do aim, but the thing is, it makes me guilty.
No, but that's what we just said. We just said if the cyclist is going to breeze through the stop sign and you clip them coming the other way, as long as it's on them, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean legally guilty. It makes me feel morally guilty if I cream a cyclist. So
yeah, but that's you.
I'd like them to keep stopping, please.
No, fuck you. You got your own issues. The rest of us want to have places to go.
Well, I had a cyclist one time. I told you the story.
Did
it was
you?
Yeah, the guy. I didn't see the guy. The guy was.
I would hope not.
I was at a yield.
I would hope it wasn't. I saw him then accelerated.
I was at a yield sign. And you know, I'm looking, I don't see anything. I go, and all of a sudden, boomf, and then I see this guy in his ass. And I'm like, holy cow, are you okay? Oh, I think I'm okay. Where the hell did you come from? You didn't see me? No, of course I didn't see you, you asshole. Or whatever. And then I'm like, are you okay? Do you have to go to a hospital? And he's like, I don't know. Is your bike? And like, I'm trying to get to a show, see my buddy's band. I'm like, let's go here. Move along. You know, you're going to
walk off that concussion.
That's what I said. And I go, do you need a lift to a hospital? No, I'm fine. Okay, well, here's my card. And if there's a problem,
okay.
You know. Yeah, you know. And then he hobbled off into the sunset. And then I
Joe has to almost kill someone to be halfway decent. As
well, no. And then, but what am I going to do? I got to get my information. I don't know if there's a camera there. There's cameras all over.
Oh, okay. That now explains your behavior.
Yeah, so anyway.
I thought you were being decent.
So I talked to my buddy Mikey Cuffs, who's a cop. And I go, how long does he have? He's got 2 days to file a report. So I never heard from him again. So either he said the hell with her or he's dead.
Yeah. It's a good way to look at it.
There you go.
He's dead.
I'm amazed I haven't hit more of these fucking cyclists in New York City.
Well, the funny thing
is, they leave in and out.
But that's the whole thing. And you hear the report all the time. There's cycling accidents are up tenfold. Of course, because there's all these fucking bicyclists. And they're driving like maniacs.
Yeah, and we're driving like maniacs. Something's got to give. We're bigger. Same way thing if a truck hits us. You know,
but you can't dodge in and out of stuff.
No, they do.
In your car. They do.
Yeah, they do. So do motorcycles.
My friend's dad used to have a good theory. It was called the law of gross tonnage. And it's like whoever weighs the most on the road wins.
I had a similar law in college, the law of gross tonnage. The more I drank, the better the chances are I was going to bring home somebody of gross tonnage.
Sounds like the flight attendant rule on a fucking plane.
Yes,
too.
It's a gross tonnage law. It works many ways. You know, it's like when you look at the dictionary and a word has many meanings. That's the gross tonnage law.
Right.
Many meanings.
Yeah.
African American students can embrace their natural hair. Black students and employees in California can finally feel free to be themselves. Wednesday, the Golden State becomes the first in the United States to ban employers and school officials from discriminating against people on their natural hair. The Crown Act makes it illegal to enforce dress code or grooming policies against hairstyles such as afros, braids, twists, and locks. Sounds like wrestling moves. This law protects the right of black Californians to choose to wear their hair in its natural form without pressure to conform to Eurocentric norms, said State Senator Holly Mitchell said earlier this year. I'm so excited to see the cultural change that will ensure the law. Yeah, you know what? As long as they can put it up in a net when they're fucking cooking, I got no problem with that. They shouldn't have to wear their hair, which is texturally different than my hair in many cases, the way I would think it's acceptable. I can't believe this hasn't been a law sooner.
I can't
believe this has been an issue.
I can't believe it's been an issue, too. Now, I've only heard it in several occasions.
We've done it with School of Fools.
Yeah.
Let me finish.
No, you're done.
Okay. But with that in mind, with School of Fools, where an athletic competition, there's been regulations on hair, you know, with wrestling and stuff like that. So I don't know if they have to override all of that now.
I would think if you could put it in type of like a swim cap, you know, if you can get your hair in a swim cap, you're good. I mean, But this is different than a job. Your hair, unless it's
But we had the conversation in that segment that you brought up on that. So it's a very
Listen,
interesting thing on how they're going to handle that.
If you're working with machinery and your hair can't be a certain length, it has nothing to do with color or texture.
Right, but we're talking in an athletic competition where there were standards of where hair should be that have been on the books for years. I wonder if they have to override all of that, which was in a couple of the school of, well, at least one, well, I think it's two of the school of full segments.
I mean, well, I'm sure we'll see, but I don't think black people should have to conform their appearance to white people's needs. Seems a little racist.
I don't think, you know what? I don't think it should be either. I never knew it was that much of an issue outside of a sports event that it was.
I could see somebody go, no, you can't work in this office with dreadlocks or whatever. I could see that. And dreadlocks
in school, they were always getting, you know, pummeled for, you know, oh, you're not allowed to wear hair puffs or you're not allowed to wear cornrows. That's like, what the fuck to you?
All right, the last law. And then we're going to take a break. We'll have to do the hangover stuff. Another time. The last law requires, it's a new Washington state law, to keep children in booster seats until they're almost in middle school. The law requires children who have outgrown harness seats to sit in booster seats until they are at least 4 feet 9 inches tall. Washington State Patrol kids can ditch their booster seats only when they're older than 13. I know it's for safety, but that seems a little rough.
I think it's a little excessive.
Yeah.
I think it's a little ridiculous.
That's dumb.
So we're all like, fuck it. All right. Let the kids take a chance.
Yeah.
I know adults that are that tall. Do they have to sit in booster seats?
Yeah, but we don't talk to Larry no more.
That ain't right. What? But that is a good question. We had to go to a show. What do we do?
Wow. I said something awful. You're like, I'll see you're awful. And raise it.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Go, well, if we get a ticket, we're going to be late.
Yeah, put him in the
Here's
truck.
He's a team player. You
put
know,
him in
know.
The truck where he belongs. All right, we're gonna we'll do the hang of the drunks in the news in the future. I know Joe blogged about it and he's got his own cures for it, which we will get to. But we don't want to do a 4-hour show tonight, so we
no,
will.
Please.
No, we will do our scamming scammers with a brand new scammer, Mary, and then we'll do the afterbirth show. So we're gonna take a break as soon as I can fucking find.